News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, thousands of parents are submitting their children for sacraments under duress and because of coercion. That's the view of Colm O'Connor. He's the principal of Cork Educate Together Secondary School, who says Ireland's take it or leave it primary school religion curriculum is a violation of human rights. I should stress, Colm is speaking to us now in a personal capacity. But Colm, very strong views. Why do you believe that it is a violation of human rights?
Well, I think that our current curriculum has indoctrination built into it. Last year, when the RSE proposals came out for Flourish, myself and a group of academics at UCC did a bit of research on the European Convention on Human Rights and the Constitution and so on. And the upshot of it is that I thought we were starting off with my own family story. Is it okay if I start with that for just very briefly?
Well, yeah, just tell us your own circumstances.
Okay, so our daughter died in 2011. And so the issues of religion in schools are very important to us because we don't identify as religious. So when our children went to our local village school, it ends up being impossible to stay there because they didn't have an opt-out from religion. So they were hearing things about heaven and so on that contradicted what they were being told at home, and they were those children at the back of the classroom who were made to feel isolated. And in the end, we had to move, and that meant that for the past 5 years, my wife has had to drive them to a school half an hour away, and so we had to take them out of their community. So on a personal level, I think that's wrong, and the reason it's wrong is because there's no opt-out for faith formation in this country. There's nowhere to go. There's no alternative. And if there's no alternative under international law, that's indoctrination. So the second thing is that we have a thing called the integrated curriculum where religion can permeate the school day. So religion can pop up anywhere in history or in science or in RSE, as we found out last year. And if you don't have an opt-out, it's indoctrination. So we have indoctrination. And at the moment, the NCCA are bringing out a new curriculum, and it's going to be with us for the next generation.
Yeah,
it's a really important document. And at the moment, there are no changes being made to the religious rights of parents in schools. So as things stand, despite the very welcoming language in it and a very progressive tone of it, it's actually not true that the new curriculum is going to be respectful of parents.
Okay. A really difficult situation, and obviously our sympathies to you, and you've gone through a very, very difficult time. I suppose people might say the argument that there is an alternative, and the alternative is you opt out, and that a lot of parents do that, and their kids just don't participate in the sacraments.
Well, no. In the European Convention on Human Rights, it says that rights must be effective and not theoretical. At the moment, they are theoretical. You can opt out, but only in the sense you can sit at the back of the class. You're there while the priest visits. You're learning prayers and songs by osmosis, and you're actually not being educated. So there was a big controversy recently about the reduction in the school day, what turned out to be kind of illegally by schools because for traveller kids and other kids. And there was a very strong statement from the department: teaching time is teaching time. Everybody's entitled to the full amount of this full duration school day. And that's what's actually happening here. The school day is being reduced every single day for all of these children.
What would you like to see happen, Colm?
I think there's two alternatives. If the curriculum is going to be human rights compliant, and the government have been criticised many times by the European Committee on the Rights of the Child and the Children's Rights Alliance, either religion has to go outside the school day, but that would be maybe dramatic in our context, but maybe the next level would be that an alternative has to be provided for all of those parents in those schools. And there are three models that already exist around the country. There's one in the community national schools, there's one in Educate Together, and the NCCA have also developed a module recently as well on ethics and religious education. So I think there has to be, if there isn't an alternative, there has to be, it is indoctrination. And I think it's important now for the Minister and Minister Madigan and Minister Rabbit everybody involved in education and all the spokespeople, they need to come out and say, do they think this current curriculum respects religious rights? And if not, what are they going to do about it?
Okay. Colm O'Connor, principal of the Cork Educate Together Secondary School, but speaking to us in a personal capacity. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.